Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
So hello dear listeners, and this is season 16. So 16, spiritual growth, harmony, love, adventure, manifestation. So welcome back after my week's break. And I had a very special connection with the sea. This season isn't going to be about the sea, but I just felt like I'd really like to share with you how beautiful and calming and meditative the sea can be, and also flora, flowers. I was in the Lizard Peninsula part of the UK, and it's got such amazing flowers that you just don't get anywhere else. And I was lucky enough to go at the time when they're all in bloom, and I just felt this fantastic deep connection with the world. And then on the flip side, it's quite difficult to then come back to the real world and just think nature makes all this wonderful, fantastic stuff that we take for granted, which is very holy, godly in its way of shining into the world. And then if one was to listen to their inner voice, how do I live up to that expectation? And I was deliberating the dance between that and expressing and sharing the meaning with this, and also how I can make that a tangible thing for this season. And I thought it's about balance, so it's going to be so much about balance, but not exclusively about balance, but so much about balance in the sense that to understand that we are a bit like the tide on the sea, that sometimes we feel like everything's coming our way, and then the next moment we feel like everything's gone away from us, and how can we find the stillness to be? And I was on the beach very early, and I was very lucky enough to see a seal, and it was swimming on its back, or I'm guessing that's what it's doing. It might even mean sitting on the bottom of the sea near the shore, but it kept poking its nose up and then turning around, but just looked so happy and in the moment. And then by the time I left, the sea had gone out a bit further, so then there was more of the seal showing, and it still carried on in the same manner of like this enjoyment with being in that precise moment. And I just thought, we, you know, as humans, we think we're so advanced, but nature lives in the moment. It lives for the now, and it lives for the here and now. And I really want to help us to navigate through this, but at the same time, understanding that these feelings that we have of like inadequacy, not being good enough, being too good in a sense of people, or if we get too good, people will kind of look down on us, or we're not being good enough, or we're not fitting in to these really tight kind of confines of society that we are kind of forced to be. Like conditional love seems to be like everywhere in society. It's like, if you act this way, I will love you. If you're this way, I will love you. And it's just like, it's time to kind of take off those kind of imprisonments and learn to be ourselves through love and being completely and utterly in the moment, which isn't always the easiest of things to be. But then it brings you back to nature again and again and again, and nature seems to be the icing on the cake, the way to show us, to shine the lights into those parts of ourselves that we try to avoid because it's far too painful to go there. And it's really painful to have these feelings of inadequacy, of not being good enough, of not being seen, or perhaps one didn't make the right decision, or perhaps one didn't get a helping hand in one area, or perhaps one has got a chip on the shoulder because they didn't get a helping hand in one area, or perhaps one got too much help and then is unable to fend for themselves. So what I'm trying to say is that whatever angle we're coming from it, I think universally, one thing that connects us all is that we all want to be loved, accepted for who we are. And yet there are so many obstacles in the way of us doing that or being that way. And yet, if we all just start to be ourselves more, it would be okay. I really feel it would be okay if we just allowed the lovely gifts that we have within to shine. And if we came from a place of love, kindness and compassion, that they could be like the posts that guide us, love, kindness and compassion. And love is sometimes telling hard truths that aren't always what people want to hear. Compassion is having the understanding and the care as we deliver them, and kindness is delivering them with kindness. So not trying to make people into what we want them to be, but allowing them to be their unique self, allowing one to find our shores of peace. And you know what can be washed up on the shore one day won't be there the next day, and vice versa. Like I was in this beautiful paradise. There's literally, the beach was so clean, but on closer inspection you could find tiny little bits of plastic, which unfortunately bottles make their way into the sea and they decompose slowly, and then that plastic is eaten by the wildlife, the fish in there, and then if you eat fish, etc., is consumed by us. And I'm just thinking, people who even harvest like seaweed and things, does it end up in that as well? Who knows? But to cut a long story short, I was clearing up these little bits of plastic because I just thought I could look at this and think, oh, well, what could I do compared to the fact that, you know, the industry still, governments still allow bottles to be produced in plastic when there is alternatives. There's been alternatives for years, but who knows? It must be to do with money. That's the only way I can see why they would still, like, why sell things in plastic near beaches where it can end up in the water? Like, why do that? It's quite, to me, it seems a simple problem to solve, and yet it's down to us, the individuals, to look and care. So I just thought, you know, I could say, oh, this is hopeless, the industry are still churning out so much plastic, but I thought, no, I'm going to get this plastic off the little bits that I could find off the beach. And I just felt like I was saying thank you to nature, and it was, I don't know, just, I thought, actually, I can make a difference. And I just thought, I can make, and it was kind of a metaphor for that, those bits of plastic and that shore is kind of a bit like a mind. And some days there was beautiful shells that were there. There's nice, sometimes it is overcrowded with seaweed, which I would say was like self-doubt. The plastic was stuff that shouldn't be in there, like other people's stuff that had got in there. The sand, when it was kind of clear, felt like the present moment. But then I just thought, actually, no, all these things are part of us. We're never going to have a day where we feel completely perfect all day, or far and few between. And how can we all live in harmony together? That includes the plastic, which is the self-doubt. And I thought, take the plastic out, put it in recycling. So take the self-doubt out and recycle it into something that is going to serve you. The seaweed, well, it has its place and on the beach, for the sea needs the seaweed, which can sometimes feel like there's too much of something. So, you know, some people harvest seaweed and eat it, but if there's too much of it, can you kind of tidy up and have a bit more space, or just go to a space in your mind where there feels like there's more space? And that for me is through meditation. And then I think the biggest misconception is that these wonderful tools like yoga, meditation, mindfulness, positive thinking. If you're going to go through all the 8 limbs of yoga, which covers all that already anyway, but just to make it more accessible for everyone. With these tools, these are great. They are not going to solve everything, but they're going to make it easier. I guess it's like trying to paint a wall without a paintbrush. It's going to be quite hard if you're trying to paint a wall with your hand. You're not going to get an even stroke. But think of meditation as the paintbrush. So it's going to make it life a bit easier to kind of to get about and navigate. And the same if the body is strong, like you wouldn't kind of leave your house with no roof or not do any repairs or not care for your garden, etc. The same goes with the body. It needs that movement and that flow. For this season, I feel that it's about feeling and being in the moment and feeling, but feeling through difficult things. So it's not all kind of sunshine and rainbows as life seldom is, but it's all those aspects. So we're going to find ways to kind of find balance, our spiritual meaning, our search for our navigation. So it's going to be about navigating through this time. And as I'm starting to record this, we are coming in the time between spring and summer. So it's summer is just about to pop here. As always, if you're listening to this from a different part of the world and winter is, or autumn's about to pop, it still has meaning and significance. I'm just sharing this with you because that's what's happening where I'm recording, but there's still going to be some gems in that. So where I'm living, it will be working with the elements of water and fire, which are complete opposites. So hence why balance is going to be so important. So pitta element in the Ayurvedic system is fire and water, and that is what we're going to balance. So if there's too much fire, it's kind of like too much anger and heat. And if there's too much water, there's too much emotion. So it's kind of getting that kind of action, that spark going, and allowing it to be, and having that water flow and allowing them to exist at the same time, like the yin and the yang of our life. So we're going to have guests, self-hosted shows, and I thought I'd do it a little bit differently this time. I'm going to have a meditation for the season. I recorded some of it on the beach. As promised, here is your meditation. Inspired by
this season's magic.
Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin. So as you walk to the edge of this beautiful imaginary beach, you see sands and water. You can see dolphins in the distance. The warmth of the sand, the water as this makes the noise. But you notice to get on this beach, there are great big rocks and boulders, and you navigate across these rocks, across this terrain, and you realize that life may not be perfect. To get to that spot, maybe you have to climb across a few boulders, and you put your hand down and it gently touches against seaweed, which perhaps may not be your favourite thing, maybe it is. But you touch against the seaweed and you notice that there is some plastic entangled in the seaweed. So gingerly you take it out, that self-doubt, and you put it in this the little bag that you've got on the side of your body. And you walk a little bit further and you notice a rock pool. And in the rock pool is this beautiful starfish. And this starfish is you in so many ways. Just being, allowing, making the most of the circumstances by being in this water, by being in this rock pool, and just allowing yourself to be there without the fear, the judgment. You are allowing yourself to be. And the little starfish, you walk past it and you get a bit further and there's less and less terrains. But then you notice on the beach a great big iron wheel that must have come off some vehicle, and it's come on to the beach. And you try to move it because you don't want it to go back out to the shore. But it's all so very heavy. So you lift it up onto the side, realizing you can only move and shift what you're capable of at that precise moment. And you go further towards the edge of the water. And now the sand is golden. It glimmers in the light. It glimmers so beautifully. It lights you up inside. And your feet touch the sand and it feels all so beautiful, all so fantastic. But then you notice on the side of the rock, there is an old mask, surgical mask, that must have been floating around for many times in the water. And you gingerly put that in care into your bag of the stuff that you're going to let go to the recycling. And you think, what does this symbolize for you? Whatever it is, you just put it into that bag and you continue walking along the sand, feeling the wind in your hair, the beauty of the sand beneath your feet. The water is a little cold as it laps against your ankles, but it makes you feel alive, it makes you feel in the moment. And dear one, you can now realize that the whole of this adventure to get to that point where you felt the water on your feet, there was the rocks, the metal thing, the rubbish, the stuff that didn't want to be in there. Instead of just pushing it away, you took it in, you put it back into your being, but then to be recycled elsewhere. And you make your way. You sit here for a few moments and just breathe and listen to the waves. And then as you calmly make your way back up the beach, back up the way, back up to where you started, knowing that you can come back the next day. And perhaps the metal thing that you couldn't carry yourself, someone else has helped move it. Who knows? So thank you for listening, dear listener, and do persevere with this meditation, this visualization meditation each day. And if you'd like a little bit of help on your journey and would like a long distance energy healing session, then do go to shamanichealings.earth, shamanichealings.earth. Or if you like a shamanic healing session, please check out the details there and just drop me a line. And you take care. Thank you. So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out shamanichealings.earth for more information.